Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert!
Freaking awesome.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review episode from Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights for their 10th year of horror. They've been going for a whole 10 years now and myself and Hannah have been visiting since 2013. We missed the first few years, but the last few years have truly made up for it. They're all indoors now. They have four quality attractions that are all built from scratch within 4 to 5 weeks. Literally, it's an empty field. And then 4 or 5 weeks later, huge marquees with world-class attractions inside. So let's take you to our on-location review of Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights.
You're listening to Scare
Track. Hello and welcome to this on-location review episode of the Scare Track Podcast. We are here at Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights for 10 years of horror, their 10th year, and we've got four brand new horror mazes to go through. It's myself, Mikey, along with Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really good. I'm so excited. I love Dr. Fright's. It's always like one of the ones that I proper look forward to in the season, and I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah, definitely. We've been coming probably for about the last 5 or 6 now, and the event has grown immensely. Years ago, it was all outdoors. It's now all indoors with a huge, the biggest marquees you've ever seen, and we've got four brand new attractions to do. We have got Hollywood Horror Director's Cut. Now, Hollywood Horror has been here for the last 3 years, but this year it's the Director's Cut. Now, it's been terrifying the last few, so I dread to think what's going to happen when we go through. We've then got Redneck Redemption. They always have an awesome redneck sort of maze, and Bobby Buzzsaw Lee always tries to get you with the chainsaw, doesn't
always,
he?
Always gets me. and then he leaves me comments on social media afterwards, just like laughing at me.
We've also got The Woods, so
There's something in the woods.
And then Killer Clowns on a Spaceship.
I mean, I'm excited for that one because I remember Killer Clowns in a Supermarket and that was like one of the most fun clown mazes we've ever done. So I'm looking forward to the alien take.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got four awesome attractions here celebrating 10 years of Halloween here at Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights. We're going to go through each attraction. We're going to give you a few snippets here on the Scare Track Podcast. But remember to check out our Scare Cam episode over on YouTube, youtube.com/Scare Track. We'll be able to check out our mini Scare Cam episode, just showing you a few of the raw footage
snippets.
My favourite word here at Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights.
Please help us. There's something in the woods, something scary. First, we saw it hiding amongst the trees, then it got closer, watching us
Okay.
I'm ready for this.
I'm nervous now. So the first attraction we're going through into is The Woods. And Hannah's already scared. Let's go. Oh!
Hey!
Oh my Jesus Christ!
Oh, I
one. Oh, this looks so good. Oh, oh! Okay.
I'm not going in there.
Yeah, oh! Oh, this is terrifying. I don't like it. Oh! This is a terrifying room. Oh, my days. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. There's a nun at the end of the corridor.
Look what you made me do.
I'm sorry.
This is cool.
Ah! Right, so we have just come out of there's something in the woods, and there was a lot of things in those woods.
Oh my God, there were so many. There were so many different scare tactics in there that I can't even like pinpoint one. There was the fog thing that we've seen a lot that's so effective.
But it works really well. They did it really well here last year. It just worked so well. I think it's because it's in a field and it feels like you're outdoors anyway, even though you're inside an attraction. There was loads of actors in there.
I know, absolutely loads.
Absolutely, like, not letting up whatsoever as well. You went into a scene with a levitating girl, you went into tents, that was insane. The whole roof was like a star cloth, so it actually felt like you were outdoors.
Yeah, that was really good. I'm buzzing.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. The actors in there were really, really on form. Really dark, narrow corridors. There was one room in there where Hannah went, "Whoop, I'm not going in there first."
No, I opened the curtain, I immediately backed out. I was like, no, I'm not going in there first.
It was like multiple...
Were they nuns? They're like demonic things. I don't know what they were. They were in habits.
Yeah, and there was loads of them. And of course, two of them, they came to life. But that was an incredible bit. That was our first one here. And if anything, if all of them are like that, then we're going to have an amazing evening. I'm genuinely blown away by that. They make these within the month. That's what's insane.
I know. They pop this all up in the space of a month. It's insane.
Yeah, and the level of theming in there. Like I say, these are all marquees and it's all created within the month. But the mazes, they feel like proper, solid quality attractions. And I blooming love that. There's something in the woods. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I reckon it's time that you had a date with Bobby Buzzsaw Lee.
Oh, no.
I think it is. Let's go see some chainsaws.
Town and are using the buildings there for their own sadistic pleasures. Sheriff Wyatt had this to say.
We believe that the suspects could have inhabited the old abandoned mining town out west.
I'm pretty.
Ah!
Your lady friend's on the floor.
We don't like outsiders.
Oh, yeah, we are.
We don't like two people right here at all.
Hey there, fellas. How about you? Ain't you pretty, Penny? How about you spend the night with Mama? How about you, little Missy? I can meet you with my horse. I'll ride you both.
One for the list.
Yeah.
Hello.
How'd you want some of this moonshine?
I'm good, thanks.
Some real good stuff here if you want to try it.
I'll try some.
What you got there?
Yeah, recorder.
You having a good time?
Yes, thank you.
You smell good.
Thank you. So do you.
I like your hair.
Oh my God!
just a bit, a little bit. It's like you know it's gonna happen. I got it.
He broke the tally of redemption. You can do it up rather in a box. It ain't much different to me.
Oh my God,
you ain't gonna use all these legs, are you? You ain't gonna use them. I'm gonna take them.
You okay, babe?
I'm sweating.
Oh, you're sweating.
Touched me with it.
Touched you with a chainsaw, I'd like to add. We've just come out of Redneck Redemption, and which is basically the this year's version of the Grindhouse, and it's always been a firm favourite, and that's one of the best incarnations by far, definitely. They're using the style that they use for Amaze Now and Again, where you can kind of see the whole... Okay, yeah, your heart is beating. Sorry, I had to stop a second. Hannah's heart is pounding. It's sort of a style where you can kind of see everything, but there's lots of little hidden bits, isn't there?
It's like the whole maze is a tease. You go straight in, and you're straight into, like, the finale. It's right there at the start in front of you. So as soon as we walked through the door, the chainsaw was already above my head.
Yeah. And it's like the trepidation, isn't it?
And you go in one part, and when you come out, you're back there. And then you're in one part, you come out. It's like the whole maze is teasing you.
And when you go in, you can see it looks like an old town. It's not, this time it's more so like cowboys and... Well, it's always been cowboy, but you know, it's like a redneck kind of place, and you can see the whole saloons. You can see, you go down to the caves, you go into the prison, you go, you know, you find gold. The whole, I haven't seen an attraction that they've done it a few years at Dr. Fright's, and I'm surprised no one's stolen the idea yet of basically such an open kind of style attraction. That, like, you know, you'll go into one room, but you go into it three times at different points throughout the attraction. It's such a smart and clever way. It's
a really smart way of utilising the space.
100%, definitely. And it means that the actors can have more fun with you because they can see you in one section, then they can see you again in another section. The design and layout of that maze, I think it's genius, really. And it makes for a really good... It works well with the theme and the fact that you, as soon as you go in, you can see near enough the whole attraction apart from the hidden bits behind behind the closed doors, the darker sections. But it just sort of makes you think you are in this sort of redneck town.
Yeah, there's a really, really good guy in there as well with an axe. So, you know, you spend the whole time thinking, oh my God, there's a chainsaw at the end. And then there's a guy with an axe that swung it at my head.
Yeah.
He was dead good.
Everyone's literally, we're here at the exit, everyone's running out. And that just shows, goes to show that there's a bloody good maze where people are running for the exit. Yeah. We're hearing the screams. And it's the atmosphere, it's a slightly quieter night tonight because we're here on a Sunday. Everyone's got work in the morning, except for me. But the atmosphere still here really is electric. It's just got such a cool festival sort of vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Thoroughly in love, thoroughly love that. We've got two more now.
Thoroughly in love with that.
Two more. Let's go and do our last two mazes, and then we're going to go to the Horror Town Bar.
Woo!
And it's time for You Roll In, the Director's Cut.
So we're going through Hollywood Horror, the Director's Cut. This one's always amazing. Hannah, do you want to go first?
Oh, I don't know. Already I'm like, oh!
Oh my god, that is way too many. This is terrifying. Oh my god. Oh, oh my god. There's too many. Oh my god, that was so many. That was insane.
The children have been dead.
That was terrifying. Whoa!
Just a
That's a crossover moment.
That was good. That was really good.
Those actors worked well together there.
Where you going, huh? Yeah. What's that?
It's a microphone.
A microphone?
Yeah.
We don't have them here.
No.
Can I play?
Okay, now you can tell we've had a good time when I'm out of breath. Hollywood Horror, director's cut. Wow.
That was intense. That some of those rooms
were so terrifying.
If Dr. Frights ever get the CCTV of us going through the screen room, we're basically huddled together, jumping from left to right.
That was genuinely, genuinely terrifying. And I'm having flashbacks to last year, probably saying the exact same thing, but that was an even better version of the director's cut. There were so many masks in that room. It was terrifying. It used so many horror icons, and it just worked. Each scene was well set, it was well lit. What I like as well about the actors is that they know that not every single actor has to give a jump scare.
Yeah.
That other actors can be creepy, that other actors can follow subtly, that other actors can give you that jump scare, can give you that chainsaw run. Again, I'm talking about the design of their attractions. They're so smart. There's a section where you're at camp, and there's just so many sort of cut-offs where you can get a jump, and you just don't know which one it's going to be at, you know. There are some good moments of stillness from actors, and then you're not knowing which one's the real person until the very end. The characterization in there was phenomenal.
There was a guy in there that was playing it that sounded just like it.
Or a variation of.
Or a variation of that clown.
Yeah. But it was genuinely terrifying. I screamed. I really did scream.
I loved it.
I absolutely loved that. I loved it.
I spent the whole time as well, because the two maces are next to each other, hearing chainsaws and thinking, that's fine, that's redneck, I've done it. And it wasn't right until the last moment that I went, oh my god, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a film.
Yeah, it is. And they had the scene, or a variation of that scene. That was amazing, that was phenomenal. We've got one more.
They had a really good scene as well with the door, and the guy came to, I wish I could explain it all.
I'll tell you what it reminded me of. Whenever we're doing an attraction review, I never like to mention other attractions. I think it's fair. However, I think it's a...
I'm
going to break my own rule, and I think it's a compliment to these guys that there was some rooms here, and we've done the houses similar at a certain studios in America, and I'd say that some of these scares are even better.
Definitely agree with the noise. That scene was a lot better here.
Yeah, definitely. They've done it really well.
If you can decipher our code.
Right, we've got one more maze to do, and then we'll do our full wrap-up. Remember, check out Scarecam. We've got a few bits of footage from inside the main central hub. We're going to get some from the bar as well. Check out Scarecam on our YouTube channel, ScareTrack. YouTube.com/ScareTrack. Right, let's go over to our last maze. Woo!
Players have entered the game, and now we've got a game for you. Just look at the level we'll be playing on, the spaceship. Now, it's our game, which means our rules, so listen up. Me and my clan of murderous clowns are going to try to kill you. If we succeed, we win. If you escape, you win. But don't expect any extra lives here. You die in the game, you die for real. Simple. Ready, players? 3, 2, 1, game on!
It's a game, we're in it. It's killer clowns and it's a spaceship. Let's go.
Hey,
fucking...
Oh, my! Jesus! Holy fuck! Wow, he got me. Jesus. Whoa!
Take no notice of him. It's obvious
this looks so cool.
Oh, if we do self-destruct, he will already be dead anyway.
Whoa. Oh my god. This is terrifying! Oh, yeah! What a feeling in here.
Looking after those controls
on the fridge
gun, so we wouldn't want this competition come to a pretty good end, now would we? Whoa! Oh, sicko. Please, be careful with that lightsaber. You almost never had an eye out.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Oh, my God. That was in the ceiling.
A grotesque jesper to kill there by schizo. Oh.
Whatever.
This room is so insane. Oh. I should just do the Roly
Poly.
Whoa, my days! Right then, so we have just come out of Killer Clowns on a spaceship. Let's just say that was freaking mental.
It was like an arcade game.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
That was a really fun idea. You basically had to go through each level. Some really good set pieces in there. The theming was phenomenal,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were blown away. There's some really cool bits with lasers. There was a section before the finale which was like it was like a Harris Fenton section, but they had the green laser lights that went through it. It was just really mind-boggling. And the clowns in there, the girls, that she was doing roly-polies, she was jumping up. They were basically using levels in there.
They looked like they were having fun. I didn't see any of the roly-polies.
I did. What was really awesome was when we went through a really long corridor, though, and they were coming from the ceiling.
Yeah, that was a really good scare.
So good, because, again, what they do here is they put so many boo holes as such, and you just don't know which one they're going to come out of. Yes. So, just like, normally we can spot a boo hole from a mile away, and we know someone's going to come out there and someone's going to come out here.
Here,
they just put so many that it gives the actors so many chances to do it. And they get you, like, whichever ones that they decide. It was genuinely phenomenal. That was I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed that. Just bonkers, just crazy, fun. The use of levels, amazing. The actors were... Actors? How many actors were in that?
How many actors are here all together?
So,
there's loads.
So many. And you can tell that they are here for the love of it. It's just insane. It's hardcore. It's intense. Family atmosphere. Thoroughly loved all four attractions.
Which one was your favourite? Put you on the spot.
You know what? I love them all for different reasons, because they are all very, very good, actually. But Hollywood Horror gets me. It really does get me. This was a close second, but Hollywood Horror was terrifying.
I agree. I definitely agree.
I think all of them have so much...
They're all
different
so different. Element.
They are really different, yeah. With some fantastic acting, some fantastic sets, and just the overall, from start to finish, it just is slick. It's smart. Like, again,
you know you've got a good event when people come out and want to go around and do them all again.
Yeah, absolutely. We thoroughly enjoyed them. That was amazing. What they do here as well is they operate, they do have a bar here, a licensed bar, but they operate a policy that you have to do each four attractions before you can go into the Horror Town bar, which works well. I think that's good. It means that, you know, you're not going to get people drinking too much.
Yeah, I think it's a really good way to stop people being drunk in your mazes.
Yeah, definitely. I thoroughly enjoyed each of those. We're going to go and have a beer in the bar and wrap up this episode of the Scaretrap podcast. Right then, guys, so we have just finished all the mazes here after 10 years of Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights. We're with the owner, Joe. How's it going, buddy? Good run so far?
Really good so far, yep. Very smooth first opening weekend. A little too smooth, making me a little nervous. I do get a little nervous when things go too smooth, but that's the way we'd like to keep it. I don't want to jinx it, so I'm going to shut up.
Yeah, so far, so good. And we're here in the Horror Town bar now because we've done all the four attractions. We're mentioning to our listeners it's good that you can get a beer, but you have to sort of do the mazes first, then you can come chill out in the bar. You can watch the people in the mazes and laugh at them on the big screen as well. But I want to talk to you about 10 years. Is it mad to think that you're celebrating your 10th year of beer?
It is, yeah, it is. In some ways, it seems like it's been a long slog, especially when I look back to our first year. We've come a long way from then. I mean, back then our mazes was in, like, gazebos, garden gazebos, I guess. And now, obviously, we've got the professional marquees and everything like that. But I definitely don't miss those days, especially on a windy night.
I bet, yeah, definitely. We've been coming since 2013. We're in the bar now looking at all the different plaques and all the different mazes you've had throughout the years. Obviously, some are returning favourites. The Grindhouse always comes back in some way, shape or form. And the last few years, we've had the Hollywood Horror mazes, which bloody terrify me, I'll be honest. Where do all the ideas come from? Is it because you're such a horror fan yourself, you love the movies and you love going to the attractions yourself, it just sort of bubbles up and you create something out of nothing, I guess, because this is just a field for the rest of the year.
It's horror movies that inspire us. We was horror fans from the start, movies, books, anything we can get our hands on. But we wasn't really too into scare attractions from the start, to be honest. We went to Thorpe Park Fright Nights in 2009, a year before we started this. And that is one of the things that inspired us to start our own. But it was really born out of our love of horror more than anything else, I would say.
And it's an outlet. You can sort of take the horror in by watching the films, reading the books, and then you can sort of put it into that crazy mind of yours, and then you can get your team and create stuff. And,
yeah, that's it.
And it's got to be awesome to see all these hundreds of people each night just loving it and wanting to come back each and every year.
It's amazing. It really is. I mean, we start thinking of ideas as soon as our current year ends. So as soon as this year's over, we're going to start working out what's going to be best for next year. And the gestation period of that is the whole year round. So it's always on our mind. And then when you finally get open and you get people experiencing the mazes, it really is a feeling like no other.
Absolutely. So we've just done the four mazes here tonight. Terrifying as ever. And what we've noticed is, obviously, we started in 2013 when it was more of an outdoor event. You're now all indoors as well. And year on year, it seems to have more actors. You have they're more intense. The theming gets higher and higher quality. Even the beginning little pre-show, you have the recordings. They're just so professional. Is that something that you just want to continue building on moving forwards?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we don't know everything. We're still learning every single year. We learn new tricks. We learn new ways to go about things, safer ways to go about things. So we're definitely just every year we're picking up new things, taking that into the next year. And then the next year we're going to learn new things again. So I don't think you ever know everything, especially with scare attractions. It's constantly evolving. And that's something that excites us, you know?
Definitely. Perfect. Well, I wish you the best of luck for the rest of the run. And here's to the next 10 years.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So there we go, guys. That brings us to the end of our evening here at Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights for their 10 years of horror. Phenomenal night. Absolutely loved it. Hannah, you enjoyed it?
Oh my God, it was incredible. Like, I think this is my favourite year. The mazes didn't let up. I've got my favourite. and I wish it was still open so I could go round again.
Yeah.
But I absolutely love it. I love that it's like a festival vibe. There's atmosphere, there's music. It's my kind of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love it, and I can't wait to come back next year.
Yeah, definitely. It's one that really does need to be on your list, guys. It's something that sometimes goes under the radar, but it is SCAR award winning. I think they have six nominations, and within those six, they've won three awards. That's because they do things really, really well. This time last month, this whole place was just a field. And within 4 weeks, they build all the marquees, they get power to them, they get the music, they get the lights, they get the theming. Those razors are made out of, you know, like Harris fencing, and you wouldn't think it at all because they're just themed so, so well. So, yeah, fantastic night at Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights. Always one of our highlights, and this year did not disappoint. Remember, there's just a few snippets on ScareCam, so you can see some video over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ScareTrack, and you can get everything ScareTrack related on scaretrack.co.uk. So, guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. I'm going to pass it back to myself in the studio to let you know how to get your tickets.
Mikey.
Hi, Mikey. And we'll see you next time.
You're listening to ScareTrack.
So there we go, guys. Four quality attractions, as always, from Dr. Fright's Halloween Night. If you're not going, why not, guys? You need to get there. Get your tickets from Dr. as in drfrights.com. That's www.drfrights.com. It is really a different kind of event to anywhere else in the UK. It has such a different vibe, such a different feel. The actors are always on form. The atmosphere in there. I mean, we were there on a slightly quieter Sunday night, and the music was still pumping. Everyone was dancing. Everyone was having an awesome time. There's an amazing bunch of actors, whether they're inside the mazes, whether they're outside the mazes. The girl that can bend over backwards, the contortionist, is amazing. She followed us all night. Honestly, guys, we cannot big this event up enough, and we genuinely, we'd like to be honest, we genuinely thoroughly enjoyed it. And some real good scare tactics as well in there. Some great use of levels, best use of levels I've seen all season, actually. So fair play to the Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights team. Remember, get your tickets now, drfrights.com. A huge thank you to Dr. Frights for letting us come and check out your mazes, as always, and sincerely do appreciate it. And thank you to you guys listening at home now for listening to this episode of the ScareTrack podcast. Remember to join us on all our social media channels as normal. We have Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Just search for the handle ScareTrack. And you can get everything you need over on our new website, www.scaretrack.co.uk. You can check out our ScareCam video from this event and other events. Check out all our podcasts on there, including our Coaster Track podcast. We have our merch, our Patreon, our gallery, our Contact Us page, and all our other social media links are on there as well. So it really is a one-stop shop. If you want anything scare related, head over to scaretrack.co.uk. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the ScareTrack podcast. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.